Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Wednesday, April 10th. We're talking about the spring snow affecting millions of people today and what federal officials call one of the largest healthcare fraud schemes ever. Plus, today we might see the first ever picture of a black hole in space. Walmart gets more robots and a Thank You Next trademark. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with the threat of what's being called a potentially historic storm. AccuWeather says 200 million people might be affected. Some places can expect severe thunderstorms or flooding or major temperature drops and a lot of snow. Starting today, the plains and upper Midwest could see heavy snow, and the Weather Channel says the area might even get hit by a second so-called bomb cyclone, which happens when air pressure drops quickly. It might not get quite to that point, but blizzard warnings have already been issued. Today, temperatures could drop in some spots nearly 30 degrees. Places like Denver reached 80 degrees yesterday, but today it could feel like it's in the teens. Some areas can also expect strong winds, thunderstorms, and flooding. Then the storm will make its way to the northeast later this week. We can now expect to see an edited version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report within a week. That's what Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers yesterday. He testified on Capitol Hill. He said he'd make a redacted version of the report public, but the New York Times says he's now promised to explain why he's blocking out any info. Some lawmakers, especially Democrats, have voiced concerns that Barr's summary, his interpretation of the full report, may be biased. So that's why Barr now says he'll give a reason for why he can't share certain confidential things. Remember, the summary said the investigation found President Trump did not conspire with Russia, but it also did not exonerate him on obstructing justice. So we may know more, quote, within a week. Stay tuned. Google and Facebook testified on Capitol Hill about hate speech on social media, but right as it started, YouTube had to take down the comments on the live stream of that hearing because of hateful comments. Google owns YouTube, by the way. The Washington Post reports at the same time as Google reps talked about the company's efforts to take down hateful content, the people who were blocked from commenting on the original live stream started commenting on another YouTube video about the same thing. Representative Jerry Nadler said that shows part of the problem right there, and he called the spread of hate speech and white supremacists a, quote, urgent crisis in our country. Facebook reps also testified at the hearing, and it comes weeks after a terror attack in New Zealand, where the shooter live-streamed the whole thing on Facebook and the video spread quickly. The Post reports both companies say they're hiring new workers to help spot and remove hate speech and offensive videos before they go viral. It's a big week for Brexit. Today, leaders from the EU are coming together for an emergency Brexit summit. They're considering Britain's second request for a deadline delay. So they'll decide whether or not to once again give the UK more time before it has to leave the European Union. Keep in mind, Brexit was supposed to happen already late last month, but Parliament could not agree on a divorce deal, so the deadline moved to this Friday. But still, there's no deal. At least some experts say a no-deal Brexit could be tough or even disastrous for trade and the economy. So now it's up to EU leaders. They'll vote for one of two options at the summit. They can give Prime Minister Theresa May the extension she's requested, likely until at least June 30th, or they can say no thanks, leave the EU this Friday without a deal. No matter what the leaders decide, it needs to be unanimous. To be continued. So we still don't know for sure who won Israel's election, but at last check, The Guardian reports partial results and exit polls both show Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the lead, and he already declared victory. Netanyahu is seeking his fourth consecutive term and fifth overall, and if he wins, he'd be Israel's longest-serving leader. Netanyahu's campaign focused on his friendship with President Trump and his allies. The New York Times reports Trump even gave the prime minister a final boost last week when he designated a powerful arm of Iran's military as a foreign terrorist group. It's a controversial move and the first time the U.S. made that kind of declaration about a part of another country's government. But even if Netanyahu is reelected, he's expected to face bribery and fraud charges in a corruption case. The Guardian reports final official results from the election are expected by Friday. Federal officials say it's one of the largest healthcare fraud schemes ever investigated. The feds arrested 24 company CEOs and doctors around the country. They're accused of taking part in a $1 billion Medicare scheme. Medicare is the federal health insurance program for older Americans, which means it's taxpayers' money that was lost in this. ABC News reports the scam relied on telemarketers and TV ads to target the elderly, get their healthcare info, and then send them unnecessary medical equipment like braces for their backs. Then the companies gave kickbacks to the doctors who prescribed that equipment, and it was all paid for by Medicare. A 5G network is now available in several new cities in the U.S., this time because of AT&T. USA Today says the network turned on 5G networks in parts of seven more cities. They are Austin, Los Angeles, Nashville, Orlando, San Diego, San Francisco, and San Jose. AT&T's 5G network is now available in 19 cities, and it's said to be 10 times faster than any other network so far. But right now, AT&T does not have any phones that actually work with the new 5G network. Later this spring, AT&T says it'll get its first 5G phone, the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G. Keep in mind, Verizon already rolled out the faster mobile network in a couple cities earlier this month, and it's the first company to have a 5G-enabled smartphone to connect to it. Sprint and T-Mobile also have some 5G plans. More news ahead, but first, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, HelloFresh. If you don't know yet, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that does all the shopping and planning for you. So it makes dinner time easy, convenient, and actually fun. My husband and I usually make the meals together, and HelloFresh really lets us enjoy the process of cooking instead of needing to stress out about it. And the meals are so good. We recently made the amazing apricot chicken with fingerling potatoes and green beans. We can make recipes like that in about 30 minutes with HelloFresh. And the best part is I don't have to find time to plan or shop for the week. Instead, fresh, pre-measured ingredients come right to my door with easy-to-follow recipe cards, and the meals always turn out great. Plus, there's no food waste. And you can choose from classic, veggie, and family plans and switch it up anytime. And this month, you can actually get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. That's like getting 8 meals free. So try it out at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter that code, newsworthy80. Again, get $80 off at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter the code, newsworthy80. Now, back to the news. Today, we might see our first ever photo of a black hole. Scientists have spent years trying to photograph the space phenomenon, and today, in simultaneous press briefings around the world, they're expected to make a major worldwide announcement. USA Today says they'll likely unveil a photo of the supermassive black hole at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. So, what would a photograph of a black hole look like? Well, they're invisible. Black holes are actually collapsed stars with gravity so strong not even light can escape. So what you might actually see is the so-called event horizon, which is the edge or sort of the silhouette of a black hole. Expect to see a dark blob with a ring of bright light around it. But ahead of the announcement, scientists are keeping pretty quiet about the details. If a photo is in fact unveiled today, this will be something humans have never seen before. Today is a big day for SpaceX. It'll be the first commercial launch for the world's most powerful rocket in use, the Falcon Heavy rocket. That's the rocket that took a cherry red Tesla to space last year, remember that? But that was just a test launch. Today, NBC News says the rocket will carry a Saudi telecommunications satellite into Earth's orbit. The Falcon Heavy will carry the 1,300-pound satellite designed to provide TV, internet, and phone service to the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. You can watch the launch live on the SpaceX YouTube channel. Liftoff is planned for 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time. More robots are coming to Walmart. The company says it's adding thousands of new robots to its stores by next year. But they won't be for sale. They'll be working. CNN says Walmart wants its workers to help customers instead of doing routine tasks like scrubbing floors. So robots will be doing that for them. The company plans to add almost 4,000 robots to its stores. They'll do things like mop floors, take inventory, and scan and unload boxes. Walmart says it'll be more efficient. Of course, critics are worried the robots will be taking humans' jobs. But Walmart at least says that's not going to happen, that it's just about giving employees different tasks to focus on. Ariana Grande is trademarking the phrase, Ariana Grande, thank you, next. E! News says Grande hopes to use the phrase for things like perfume, lotion, and body scrubs. Of course, it's the name of one of her hit songs. By the way, Grande is headlining Coachella this weekend. And that's it. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.